Welcome to another edition of the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Hope you're all enjoying your weekend. We're here at 970 WFLA, and follow along with us. We always like to go to the website, peaksofhealth.com. Some great stuff up there. Call Dr. Tracy and them at Peaks of Health, 727-826-0838. Examples of areas she treats: hormone therapy, thyroid, diabetes, Lyme disease, weight loss, chronic fatigue, autoimmune diseases, any of this stuff. If it affects you, you definitely want to give them a call, 727-826-0838. Dr. Tracy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Great to be back in studio with you. And the conversation is going to be interesting, and we're going to get into that. Silver, something that I didn't realize affected so many aspects of the medical field. And we have a special guest today that we're going to get into that.
We do, actually. You know, and this is really interesting because this is something I wasn't fully aware of until I started getting into integrative medicine. You know, we all heard of colloidal silver and things like that, and I didn't really realize the applications you have if you use the proper silver too.
Now, what's colloidal silver? For someone like me who I hear silver, I think, okay, I'm going to go to the store, and our guest today I know is going to get into that. Seth Quinto is our guest today, and thank you so much for joining us today, Seth, from Restore Silver to its rightful place in pharmacopoeia. That's the mission of our guest, Seth Quinto. And Seth, you're passionate about this. This is something that you've been studying your whole life. It's part of the family business, the medical use of silver. You've traveled around the world teaching clinicians about the use of silver for, well, just about everything, Seth. And just talk about, as a general consumer, when someone like I would take silver, because like I said, I thought of it, you know, you think of silver, you go out to the store, you buy some silver, something beautiful. There's more purposes than just that, right?
There's a lot more to it than that. let me answer your first question. We'll take it in pieces from there, if I may. First, you had a question about what is colloidal silver. So very simply, a colloid is the suspension of one element in another. So life is a function of the colloidal state.
Okay.
Your blood is a colloid, milk is a colloid. You walk out of your house in the morning, there's mist in the air. That is a colloidal suspension, i.e. the suspension of one element in another. So in context with when you walk out of your house in the morning and you see morning mist in the air, it's the suspension of water in air, one element in another. In colloidal chemistry, colloidal silver, ideally if we lived in a perfect world, is the suspension of silver in water. And the operative term here is the suspension of.
Now, this being your family business, how did this come? I mean, bring us through a little bit of the history of you guys, Seth, and how you guys got involved with silver and realizing the medical uses for it.
Okay. In about the early 60s, 60, 61, whenever it was, a decade before my birth, my father had come into a lot of money, had bought a castle in France in the region of Paris in ruins, and had rebuilt this castle from the ground up. It had a swimming pool. The swimming pool was a stone-cut swimming pool, cut stone swimming pool, really fantastic. And he started at the time looking around at his options for filtration and isolated a company that was doing a copper-silver filtration system for the pool. And it came at a big premium, but he was so compelled by the science, he installed this system in the pool, was able to run it year-round in Paris at 80 degrees with no chemicals. He sold this castle that he had restored for a pretty penny, didn't think of it again, went back to his passion at the time, which was aviation. He owned airlines in England. He owned a cargo airline in England, two other cargo airlines in Miami years later, and finally a passenger carrier, a big airline here in the States.
Okay.
And never thought about silver again until the day he was finished with aviation decades later. And that day, one of his colleagues from aviation, ironically, said to my dad, "Steve, have you ever heard of colloidal silver? Similar to your question." And my dad said, "No." But on second thought, he thought back to this swimming pool he had. And of course, he had heard of it because he had had a system that generated silver and copper
now,
ions.
I do want to get more into that story. Yeah. But first, now that you've revealed that, Dr. Tracy, colloidal silver, how did you get involved with something like this?
Well, I got involved with it, you know, because I was introduced to it by one of my mentors in medical school who did a lot of research on it and was telling me the properties of it and, you know, what it can do for our patients that have certain illnesses or infections. And it then got me to realizing I've used it in medicine for years and not even realized it or thought about it. Mm-hmm. We use silver silvadine in all of our burn patients. So we've used that for years. We use silver in the emergency room for years in different properties. And it kind of clicked that this is this has been part of medicine for years. I mean, it's been part of, you know, known facts for, you know, hundreds of years. I mean, think about silver spoon in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, the royalties used the silver spoon because it was antimicrobial. It kept them from getting sick.
I love little stories like that to find out the origins of where words come from. And I love that. And Seth, you got something?
It's a fascinating story. And again, back to what Dr. Tracy just said, which is an extraordinary little segue. But we've heard, most of us, the term blue bloods.
Yes.
Referring to European royalty. That was, you know, and this is a fascinating little facet of this, they had argyria, the bluing or the graying of the skin. But between 1300 and 1400 AD, along comes the Black Plague across Europe that wipes out about 60% of the entire European population.
Sure, most of the people are aware or have heard of this before.
Right. So the Black Plague comes along, wipes out this huge swath of the European population. It took them 25 generations
wow.
to recover. A generation is 25
yeah.
years. 25 generations to recover that loss of humanity. The royalty were largely unscathed because of the amount of silver that they were exposed to on a regular basis, because the properties of silver, like Dr. Tracy had just mentioned, are extraordinarily well documented
yeah.
throughout the medical literature for millennia to be antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, regenerative at the cellular tissue level. And silver is a basis upon all of advanced life forms.
And Dr. Tracy, you primarily have before at first were using it for burns primarily, correct?
We were primarily using it, as I said, you know, being in the emergency room for so many years, that was a, you know, the primary treatment we used for burn patients. Mm-hmm. We put something called sulfasilvadine on them. And the basis of this cream was silver, you know, along with some anti-inflammatory properties and steroids to protect their skin, because once they burned their skin, they had no barrier to infection. You know, and realizing that here we are putting silver on their skin to put that barrier back in so they don't get infected.
When did you realize that there were other medical uses for this as well?
Probably about 6-7 years ago is when I met up with Dr. Rentz, and he again was explaining to me the properties of it. And that's when I got to meet, you know, Seth here, you know, where we actually started, you know, working with different silvers. He, you know, the Sargent in 23 is the one we primarily only use, and the properties of it have been phenomenal. They call me now the Windex lady of silver because it's like, okay, like put silver on it. Even my daughter's like, I got a little bite, Ma. Can I have some silver for it?
That's like, I think that's a reference to My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Exactly.
You put the Windex on everything and it right. gets the
well,
job done.
Well, it started when she was a little baby. She's 10 years old now, but you know, when they would get, she would get diaper rashes, and instead of putting the creams on it, I started putting the silver gel on it, and it would take it away like almost instantaneously, you know, and it was just amazing. So I just started using it on almost everything.
See, this is why I'm not a parent. I'd actually put the Windex on it and think that was the good medical thing to use. Now talk about other forms, other uses of silver for the medical field.
Well, as I said, it is antimicrobial, it is antibacterial, it's antifungal, antiviral. So when we have somebody who's infected or somebody who has an infection, you know, we originally started using it for people with acute respiratory infections or acute illnesses. And we realized that they get better so much faster. You know, somebody who came in with a cold and we gave them silver, they were better in 24, 48 hours, you know, and it was almost instantaneous where they would start feeling better. And then I just kind of progressed from there into, you know, the more chronic infections and more chronic illnesses. But it was just, you know, the results I was getting were phenomenal. You know, when these people with these respiratory illnesses where they come in with severe, you know, upper respiratory infections and be so sick, and I would just give them that silver and then nebulize them with some silver, give them a little IV silver, boost up their immune system a bit, and they come back 24, 48 hours later feeling amazing.
If you're just joining us, this is the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobs and Dr. Tracy in studio. Special guest Seth Quinto in studio as well with us. We're talking about silver and the medical properties, things that we can use silver for, aside from just what you normally hear silver is being used for. What's the purpose? What forms? I want to get into you with both of you, what forms silver can be taken in. I mean, when you say you give somebody silver, let's start real quick. What is that? Is that a liquid form? Is that gel? How do you give someone silver?
Well, if it's topically, we're doing gel, so it stays on the skin longer because it needs to be wet on the skin in order to be effective. And if it's otherwise, we nebulize it. We have them.
What's
nebulize?
Is that
where
like
we aerosolize
vapor?
It okay. into their lungs? Kind of like if you ever seen somebody with asthma who gets a breathing treatment. Same machine.
The nebulizer.
The nebulizer.
That's right. I always like the sound of that. The nebulizer.
It's a great machine. It's a medical device that converts any liquid into an ultrafine breathable mist.
Okay.
Breathable is the operative word here. So you can actually get it into the lungs.
Okay. So
they're designed for albuterol, which is the drug, right, for asthmatics.
It's called a beta agonist that we use for asthmatics to open up their lungs so that they can breathe.
But the nebulizer can be used for other things aside from just asthma.
Exactly. We nebulize several different things in there.
Glutathione, you can nebulize glutathione or silver in this case.
Okay. Yeah.
And we do all of it in our office if we need to. We have albuterol. We have, the silver. We have the glutathione that we can use.
Interesting. Yeah. How many people usually go for that form, the nebulizing form?
Oh, a lot of people. If they're having colds, sinus issues, because, again, if you want to get effective treatment, you need to get that silver where the actual infection is at. So if it's in the lungs, the best way to do it is to aerosolize it down into the lung tissue.
And I'm sure you have the solution that you like to give, or at least your medical advice to the patient, correct?
Exactly. And it's a really good option because it can't harm them in any way, shape, or form, and it only makes them feel better.
Dr. Tracy in studio, Aaron Jacobson, Seth Quinto is our guest today. We're going to continue to talk about silver coming up in the next segment. Make sure to check out the website, peaksofhealth.com. More on the conversation on silver with Seth Quinto and Dr. Tracy next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson, Dr. Tracy today, 970 WFLA. Hope you're all enjoying the weekend. Joined by special guest Seth Quinto today. Seth, you have a mission at Pharmacopeia, and you're passionate about the medical use of silver, and you've traveled around the world. We've talked about this, and we've been talking about silver and the purpose of it, the medical uses of silver. And something I always found interesting is when I think of silver, and I know I always say I'm the layperson on the show, I never really thought of the medical value of it. But clearly, this is something Dr. Tracy said she started off using with burn victims. And now, Dr. Tracy, this is something you use for many other things.
It is. And it's getting actually into mainstream medicine in a lot of ways. Right now, they have a cardiac stent that they are coating with silver to prevent any infections when they put the stent in the heart. So it's starting to really get into mainstream. But we use it for so many things. I mean, my daughter came home with pink eye one time. And I'm like, oh God, I got to take her out of school. This is going to be bad. So I'm like, come here. I just sprayed silver in her eyes and it was gone in 6 hours.
So this is something you can use for the eyes as well.
You can. And the funny thing is, interestingly about this is when babies are born, we put silver in their eyes because to prevent any infections that come through the birth canal, because things like gonorrhea can make them blind. And so this is something they've been using for years. They actually put silver drops in their eyes at birth.
Now I want you and Seth to get into this conversation, but first, is this something, the spray that you're talking about, is that something you guys have at Peaks of Health?
Yeah, we carry all forms of silver in our office because we use it for so many different things.
And we talked about if you want to go in and get the nebulizer as well, you can do that. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. You want to check them out. I'm on the website right now, peaksofhealth.com. If you want to give them a call, you can give them a call, 727-826-0838 if you have any further questions about silver.
Yeah, and exactly. One of the things I really wanted to get into, especially, with Seth, is, we use a specific kind of silver because, it has very specific properties. Tell us the difference of what makes Argentin 23 so different from a lot of the things you can just get off the counter.
That is such a beautiful question, and I'm so happy that you asked it. In answer, our company is Natural Immunogenics. And we manufacture, as you know, Argentin 23 and Sovereign Silver. We're the only silver manufacturer in the history of the category of quote-unquote colloidal silver to have always proven particle size through microphotography. Size is everything. So it relates entirely to bioactivity, bioavailability, and excretability. It's proven again throughout all of the medical literature. The nexus of the therapeutic potential from silver emanates from the unbound silver ion. So chemically, it takes a charged particle, right, to release unbound silver ions, which again is the therapeutic potential of the silver. Whatever effectiveness people are deriving from silver, it relates entirely to the unbound silver ions present.
So basically, that's meaning that the bioavailability, that it's more available in the body,
right,
the fact that it can actually get into the cell much better because
correct
of the particle size,
right,
and the fact that it's most effective.
Exactly. So our claim to fame is an unprecedented particle size of 0.8 nanometers. We're talking particulate so small it hovers between matter, silver, and energy.
And one of the reasons that I understand that anyway is because that is the size that they found is the absolute most effective in the human body.
No, I think it's actually got more to do with the fact that we couldn't make anything smaller.
Why would being smaller make it more effective in the human body?
I'll give you a very – the simplest analogy I can give you.
I love Seth. He's so passionate.
No, but I'm going to give you a very simple – this is such a recurrent question, and I've answered it for the better part of 20 years, you know, on and off, but about, I don't know, more than 10 years. The analogy I've always given people is imagine a little row house, right, with a little attached garage, and you drive an 18-wheel rig.
It's gonna be tough.
So now the 18-wheel rig is the silver particle, and the garage to this little garage attached to this little house is the cell. How are you gonna put that 18-wheel rig into that garage?
I'm gonna jam it in there.
Never happen.
You'll
tear the whole house down. Of course you will, but you're gonna tear the whole house down there in doing it. So you're gonna have no effect. So that's what happens with a large cluster. Particulate or, you know, neutral elemental silver, which is the predominance of what makes up most colloidal silver on the market.
It's more space to move around and get the job done?
Most silver on the market is maybe 8 to 10% actively charged silver, which is what we just talked about, the nexus of the therapeutic potential of silver, 8 to 10. We are more than 98% actively charged silver.
Okay.
So we couldn't be more different. That's why in 2009, the American Chemical Society issued us our own CAS registry number, CASRN, Chemical Abstract Services Registry Number, recognizing our bioactive silver hydrosols as a new element to not be confused with colloidal silver.
Okay.
This is something we had been broadcasting since our inception in 1999.
Why is that important for that to be differentiated?
Because colloidal silver is very hokey. It's, you know, something that you made at home in your kitchen, in your bathtub, in your bathroom.
Hence the blue guy.
The blue guy. The blue guy was, and you can Google him, Paul Karason, K-A-R-A-S-O-N. I watched him on a very silly show on network TV, I'm sure you've heard of, called Medical Mysteries. Nothing mysterious about it. This twit is making his silver concoction on this kitchen counter with pouring salt into it. Okay, ding, ding, ding. This is my ding, ding moment. Now you're rendering highly toxic silver salts and silver chloride.
Mm-hmm.
Not a genius thing to do. And again, highly toxic, it's not going to kill you, but you
it's
run
going
the risk
to
of turning
turn
blue.
You blue.
Right.
So the one thing we like about
forever?
You know, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be blue forever.
It tints the skin blue, and it's, you know, actual condition called argentaria. But with that, you know, you never get your total skin back.
Oh, wow. Right.
So there's no cure for it.
He was the worst case of argentaria we had ever seen.
Wow.
And the guy was blue, blue, blue with a shock of
we call
full
him
shock
a
of
Smurf.
White hair. Yeah, Papa Smurf. Mm. Full shock of white hair, white beard. And he died, I think, 2.5 years ago or so. Not to do with the silver. Silver is not going to kill anyone. Silver's got these phenomenal functions within the body. You've got a kid. Silver's given by mommy to child in the womb.
They're getting silver from
inception. When you breastfeed a child, and there are papers on this, published papers. Silver is found in every source of milk on the planet, including mommy's breast milk.
So, I mean,
and
with
the kids
that.
Kids need breast milk to,
yeah,
to get bigger.
Exactly.
And grow.
And with, you know, when we're talking about, you know, the kind of silver we use, we make sure the particle size is correct. It has, you know, the 23 parts per million in it for most effectiveness. But the other thing is the hydrosol silver cannot turn you blue.
Okay.
So it doesn't have any of the impurities in it because it's not the silver itself that does it. It's the silver salts and the impurities that
hydrogel
does that.
Hydrogel silver.
We use hydrosol.
Okay. So if you don't want to be in the Blue Man group.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, you could be famous, I guess, if you're in the Blue Man group. Papa Smurf was very famous.
He was. He finally relocated, I think, to Japan where he found a very interested public.
Never know what you're going to get on the Dr. Tracy Show. That is for sure. We have Seth Quinto in studio with us today. Dr. Tracy, Aaron Jacobson, we are talking about the benefits of silver on the Dr. Tracy Show today. And at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, they do have all these forms of silver that you can get. We're going to talk more about that, the purposes of silver, the benefits of silver. Seth Quinto in studio. This is the Dr. Tracy Show. More next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson, Dr. Tracy, and Seth Quinto joining us in studio today talking about the benefits of silver First, though, you want to check out the website, peaksofhealth.com, peaksofhealth.com. 727-826-0838 is the number. Make sure to give them a call. If you have any questions about what we're talking about today, silver, the properties of silver, the medical uses of silver, all get you're hearing that all today. And we found out that silver can be used also to treat serious conditions. Now, what are some serious conditions that you would treat silver with as well?
Well, I treat it for a lot of different things. I've had one doctor who actually sent a patient in with a significant urinary tract infection they could not clear. We use silver on that one with a catheter. We treat autoimmune disorders like multiple sclerosis, which is very effective. All of my multiple sclerosis patients are on oral silver long term because there's silver receptor sites on the part of the brain called myelin sheath that gets destroyed in multiple sclerosis. So it actually helps regenerate along with killing any infection that is associated with it. And then one of the biggest things that we've started doing is Lyme disease. We're doing a lot of Lyme. Not that I ever intended to be a Lyme treating physician.
But something we've talked about in the forum.
Something we talked about before. It kind of found me because a lot of doctors aren't doing it. And that's a matter of fact, I was recently in Holland speaking on Lyme disease. And it's one of the main treatments we ended up doing. Even though we do all treatments for Lyme, we do traditional treating with antibiotics, we do herbal tinctures, we do all kinds of things because, not one treatment fits every single person. But it seems like the most successful treatment we have seems to be our silver protocol.
Now, you and Seth were both in Holland talking about the same kind of stuff, correct?
Exactly. It's amazing how, they're a lot more receptive in a lot of ways to alternative treatments. And they were very, wanting to learn different options for how they can treat. Because, they're having the same problems we're having. We're having a lot of failures with our antibiotic treatment.
What do you mean they're much more accepting of here in America, you find that we're not more receptive to that?
I don't know if it's we're not more receptive or physicians are not more receptive.
Okay.
No, physicians are afraid in a lot of cases. And, to a certain extent, I am very cautious about when I try a new treatment to step so-called outside the traditional treatment because, we're always taught to stay within the full standard of care. And while we practice, evidence-based medicine and standard of care, sometimes you need to find other treatments if something's not working.
Cool. Definitely. Now, Seth, how was your trip in Holland? I know you were over there as well, right?
It was extraordinary. We did 2 weeks and drove from meetings in Paris with a number of physicians in the Paris area to Belgium with, again, another couple of meetings in Belgium. We had to do a 24-hour segue to Amsterdam just because. And then we ended up in Holland on the seaside where we all coincided with Dr. Tracy and the two other doctors I'd brought with me. And we were, like Dr. Tracy said, so well received. I think there's enough growing awareness in the population at large worldwide. Lyme is pandemic. Mm-hmm. Lyme is not some flash in the pan.
Yeah, I think one of the things I caught on to is, I know I've been seeing more of it in Florida than I ever thought we ever had. But how much they are seeing in Europe is amazing.
Wow.
It is just as bad over there as it is over here in terms of a lot of their patients, their chronically ill patients. As a matter of fact, I met with two patients in Holland that were looking to come over to the States for treatment.
Right.
What is your experience, Seth, with basically the role of silver in Lyme disease?
My wife had Lyme.
Okay.
Last May, Dr. Tracy diagnosed my wife with Lyme on Western blot. She had all the symptoms, so the symptoms are really what dictate what you do or don't have, especially with Lyme. It's the great mimicker is what it's known as far as a disease. People think MS, they think lupus, they think a number of different things, and it's probably going to be Lyme.
Mm-hmm.
The symptoms, again, being joint aches and pains, chronic fatigue, terrible forgetfulness. I mean, just the mind is just turned off. So my wife, and again, the standard of care that Dr. Tracy just mentioned, I find laughable.
Mm-hmm.
The standard of care for Lyme is doxycycline. As we talk about this,
what is
doxycycline is the antibiotic used in the quote-unquote LLMD community, which is – they call themselves Lyme-literate doctors. I call them the LIMD community, Lyme-illiterate doctors, because all they know how to do is write prescriptions for antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And I take my hat off to you, Dr. Tracy, for offering your patients options. You can do the conventional route. That's like going to the doctor because you have a sore throat. Or you can use whatever else is available to you. And there's enough evidence that there are other options, including silver, to be effective. So my wife followed the silver treatment. That was the biggest thing she did. She also did a lot of herbals. We have almost 100% organic diet at home. She did drops in the eyes morning and night religiously for 15, 16 months now. The bottom line is she had a diagnosis of Lyme in May of last year, and by August it was completely clear.
Wow.
And she was completely clear, and she was infected at the age of 6 or 7. She's now 42.
Wow.
Yeah, and one of the problems, you know, we find is, you know, as I said, I was treating traditionally like you normally do with the antibiotics. Then I started doing rotational of antibiotics, using multiple antibiotics because, you know, in some cases, you know, you need to use more than one different antibiotic. I was not getting great success, you know.
Out of what, the regular or the rotational?
Out of all of them.
Okay.
You know, my patients would be on these for a year to 2 to 3 years, and some of their symptoms would be improving, but they, as soon as I get them off of them, they were getting sick again. You know, I was not having great success in treating it and, you know, eradicating it where they were symptom free, which again brought me in my search to find alternatives and research. And this is where I came by, you know.
When did the tide turn?
Well, the tide turned when, you know, as I said, my mentor, Dr. Renz, sent me a paper that he wrote on some of the research he did on Lyme disease. And he gave me a protocol for silver for how to treat it. And so we took that protocol and we started having success with it. And then from there, I just kind of expanded it. And, you know, we started doing more research, you know, and each patient teaches me something. You know, when a patient's not getting as better as the last one did, it's like, okay, what am I missing? What do I do? So we've actually recreated our own protocol, and we're constantly adding to it or adjusting it to get the best options we can. But it's amazing how many more patients, you know, as you grow are, you know, just getting better.
Now, have you seen any patients react negatively to the properties of silver?
No, I haven't seen anybody have a bad reaction to the silver at all. The only thing we've ever seen is what we call die-off reaction, meaning we're killing too fast, more than their bodies can handle.
What can that do?
It can cause them to get flu-like symptoms. They get increased body aches, fevers, and things like that. And when that happens, we just readjust the protocol for them. It's not a one-size...
I'm sure it's a quick fix, right?
Yeah, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Every single person's different. And we realize, you know, when we're looking at these patients, even our most complicated patients, we're running DNA analysis on them, and their DNA tells us a huge story. The ones who get, you know, have more of the die-off reaction, they can't make the components they need to detoxify. You know, because when you kill anything, you kill yeast, you kill mold, you kill Lyme, you kill Epstein-Barr, you kill any infection, they release toxins into the body. And if you can't clear those toxins, that's what the die-off reaction is. You're becoming toxic.
All these treatment forms Dr. Tracy's talking about, they have available at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. So reach out to them, 727-826-0838. If this is something that's affecting you, you definitely want to reach out to them. Peaksofhealth.com is the website, 727-826-0838.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, you know, it's been a journey. You know, I've relied on Seth a lot for a lot of literature, but we're doing a lot of our own literature searches and finding more and more things that you know, are coming by. They actually even have a company in Germany, I don't know if you realize this, that is designing a paint for hospitals with silver in it so that the walls of the hospital cannot get the bacteria
right.
And the viruses to live on those walls.
Now, as a doctor, as someone like myself who would be a potential patient, I would go, well, that's nice. That's good. As a doctor, what does that really mean? How important is that to the patient? How does it affect them?
Well, this is phenomenal for us because, you know, we are getting more and more resistance to antibiotics. As you said, doxycycline is the premier antibiotic we use to treat Lyme. And it's still fairly effective in acute Lyme disease. But what we're finding that in chronic, we're having to use much higher doses. There's much more resistance occurring. These bugs are the great masquerader because they can hide. They can change form. They can alter in your system, and they become highly resistant to what you're using against them. But when we're using things like silver, they cannot change. They cannot morph. They cannot become resistant to it. So it allows us to use something for somebody with an infection, and I don't have to worry about the resistance. I don't have to worry about, you know, whether it's going to work or not. And I don't have to worry about whether it's a bacteria or a virus I'm trying to kill.
Yeah. Now, what else do you think everyone should know about silver? And please, Seth Quinto, who is our guest today, please feel free to jump in.
I think Dr. Tracy just said it best. The properties of silver are absolutely extraordinarily antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial. These are the big takeaways. Nothing in all of history, nothing pathogenic has ever developed a resistance to silver. And we live in a day and age of antibiotic resistance to almost everything. By the time they release an antibiotic onto the market, after however many years of research they've done, they are two or three generations removed already, i.e. it is already redundant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to whatever effectiveness you're finding is, I would say, almost accidental.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we find in many of our patients is the fact that, you know, we give them antibiotics and things like, and we do use antibiotics in our office. You know, that's not that I'm anti-antibiotic.
And we've talked about that before.
Exactly.
As well.
It's that I think we overuse them. For that virus, you do not need an antibiotic because it's not an, you know, it's not a bacteria. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, then, you know, when you do need one, you're going not, you know, that antibiotic is not going to work for you. The other thing is we have a lot of people becoming allergic to a lot of these antibiotics. I don't know of any case where somebody is actually allergic to real silver, you know, because, again, it's a natural form in your body. It's like being truly allergic to vitamin C. You're not allergic to vitamin C. You're allergic to what they put in the vitamin C to get it into your body. But you're not allergic to the actual vitamin C because you it's something you absolutely need.
Whether it be antibiotics, silver or whatever it is we've talked about here on the Dr. Tracy Show in the past, Dr. Tracy will find the right method to treat you. So you want to check them out, peaksofhealth.com. Give them a call, 727-826-0838. They'll find the right method. Dr. Tracy will make sure that you guys find the right treatment for you. 727-826-0838. Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy, the Dr. Tracy Show with guest Seth Quinto talking about the benefits of silver. We're going to continue that conversation, wrap it up on the Dr. Tracy Show next. Welcome back to the Dr. Tracy Show. Aaron Jacobson, Dr. Tracy, with guest Seth Quinto in studio with us today talking about the benefits of silver. And we've had quite an interesting conversation today, to say the least. And we were talking about Dr. Tracy using silver to treat things such as burns. Now, one thing in Florida we all have become accustomed to is mosquitoes, getting bitten by mosquitoes. And one of the things in the news right now we're hearing a lot about is Zika virus. Now, how can silver be used to treat something like a mosquito bite, Dr. Tracy?
Well, if it's a mosquito bite, you can topically use a gel, a silver gel, and you can put it in. We use it all the time on any kind of, you know, bites on the skin, simply because it's amazing to take the inflammation out of there and to kill anything that's in it so you don't get the infection. Because you notice a lot of bites, you know, you can scratch and everything else, you can actually get them infected. Sunburn. We're in Florida where sun is all the time.
Yep.
And, you know, we use it for burns anyway. So the gel is amazing on the skin for anything, cuts, scratches, you know, bruises, sunburn, and especially any kind of insect bites you get.
For anyone who's not used to applying something like the gel, let's say they come into Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, they grab themselves some gel. How do you apply that? Let's say you have a child who gets himself a scrape or a cut. How much should you apply?
You apply a nice layer across the skin and you leave it there as a layer. You don't rub it in.
Don't rub it in. No. Leave it there. How long are you leaving it there?
You just leave it there until it dries out.
Mosquito bites, cuts, any of this stuff, you can put it on there?
Anything. You know, we've used it for almost anything on the skin. We use, you know, the liquid sprays. We use a nasal spray. If people with chronic sinus issues or allergies
Myself.
Or molds, you spray it up your nose and it's amazing how much it starts clearing out your nasal passages.
Peaksofhealth.com, peaksofhealth.com, and you can give them a call to 727-826-0838. So I might have to go check out that nasal spray for the sinus because I need some help over there for sure. Seth, what's something you've seen benefits of silver when it comes to things like maybe mosquito bites?
Again, upon instant applicability, the moment you apply it, the sting is gone.
The moment,
literally upon contact. It reduces the sting immediately, reduces the inflammation that accompanies that little welt that starts to dissipate immediately. Because they're giving you a little toxin, whatever it is in their stinger, right? You're getting that your skin has been broken.
So
there's a trauma associated.
Would you suggest that families, if you have kids, even if you don't, even if it's just yourself, have some of this gel or some form of this silver around hanging out?
Well, we take it everywhere.
That's my family's company.
I got it in my purse right now.
That's really,
you know, I don't travel without it.
We
take the oral and the gel with us everywhere we go.
You get it through security on your way to home.
Yeah, you do. No, totally. It's less than two
totally.
Less than 3 ounces.
Actually, the limit for TSA and that traveling anywhere is 3.4 ounces.
So there is a silver limit.
There's a liquid limit.
Okay,
it's 3.4 ounces is the limit. You can take as many bottles as you want.
See, I really am the layperson because I know when I go overseas, they're like, you can only bring so much currency. I'm like, how much is this silver gel worth?
It's 3.4 ounces per bottle.
Correct.
You can take as many little bottles as you want with you.
Dr. Tracy always finding a good silver lining. No pun intended.
I like that.
We always like to have an in-the-news story here on the Dr. Tracy Show, and this show is no different. I always look forward to it. So, Dr. Tracy, what's going on in the news right now?
Well, I was, you know, again, we're talking about sunburn and everything else, and I thought this was really interesting because we know in Florida we're highly susceptible to infections and things like that. And with those, the sunburns and everything are high-risk incidences of skin cancer. So what they found here is that not only can you use the sunscreens to help block, you know, the UV rays for the skin cancer, but you can orally take some supplements that actually reverse the damage of these to the skin and do the repair process to prevent skin cancer.
Is there a certain time after you maybe get burned that you have to take this orally, or?
Well, they discovered a couple of things. They did it for patients right after they got burned, or right before. They took it right before, and then they actually put UV radiation on them to see what the effect would be. And then they actually did it for patients who had long-term effects to see if it would help reverse some of the damage.
Now, this sounds like, and I could be wrong here, so you can take this instead of sunscreen before you got in the sun and it will work, or it will take away the effects of after you get burned?
Well, if you get burned, you're going to have DNA damage. That's what happens. It actually, you know, that those UV rays actually damage the DNA, which predispose you to cancer. You know, obviously, the best form of treatment we have is to block that whole burn in the first place. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say it in lieu of sunscreen, but say you're going out there and, you know, because I always put sunscreen on. I get burned no matter what I do.
I
have very fair skin. I'm putting 100 sunscreen on and I'm still getting burned.
You get burned on 100 SPF?
Yes.
Wow.
You know, and so, matter of fact, I was playing tennis a couple weeks ago and it happened. You know, So with that, you know, I have to be very careful. Hats, sunglasses, the whole nine yards. But, you know, what we found is that with this, it repairs the DNA damage. So it actually prevented, and it was a significant change. When they actually irradiated these patients, and as I said, they actually put the radiation on certain spots in their back to see what would happen, there was a 62% reduction of the DNA change compared to not. And so that, you know, when they actually put it into the damage that occurred versus the non-damage, it was over a 400% difference.
We're talking about the oral?
About taking the oral.
Now, how long do you think it will be? I take a prediction here until this becomes readily available.
Actually, it's available now. It's, ooh. I mean, a very common, it's part of the B3 vitamin family. It's nicotinamide. And what they added in was a couple other things called red orange extract and polypodium. And so those two were more anti-inflammatory, antioxidant in combination with the actual nicotinamide. And that actually was what reversed the DNA damage. So they actually did it with just the nicotinamide and with the two other substances involved.
A lot of stuff we learned today, especially talking with Seth Quinto, our guest, about the benefits of silver. Seth, so much we learned today, so we really want to thank you for joining us today on the Dr. Tracy Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Another great show, Dr. Tracy, and I know we will we'll be sure to do it next week. Some great content as well.
Absolutely.
Aaron Jacobson with Dr. Tracy. Hope you all have a great week. Check out their website while we're away, peaksofhealth.com. That's peaksofhealth.com. Give them a call while we're away as well, 727-826-0838. The conversation today was about silver. We found out so many ways you can help treat different things, whether it be burns, mosquito bites, Lyme disease, so many different functions and benefits of the use of silver. So if this is something that you're interested in, give them a call, 727-826-0838. In the meantime, have a great week. The Dr. Tracy Show. Enjoy yourselves.